Good on this afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, snow today, a high near 33 degrees, total daytime snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. Tonight, continuing snow, mainly before midnight, a low around 27, accumulation of less than a half inch possible. And on Wednesday, a 40% chance of snow, mainly before noon, cloudy with a high near 34, accumulation of less than half inch possible. And in the news for today, with the 2022 midterm elections now 1 week in the past, nationwide some voting count results remain incomplete. In the United States Senate, Democrats stayed in control. However, in the House, all the votes have not been counted yet. However, the prediction is that Republicans will take control for the next 2 years. In Wisconsin, incumbent Democratic Governor Tony Evers is returning, having defeated Republican challenger Tim Michels. Evers will now have Democrat Sarah Rodriguez as his lieutenant governor. Attorney General Josh Call also won. The Republicans, who had hoped to secure a veto-proof majority, were not successful, as Democrats won enough seats to keep the numbers to maintain Evers pan-relevant. As of press time today for the Nearly Noon News, the Wisconsin race for Secretary of State remains too close to call. The race pitted incumbent Democrat Doug La Follette against Wisconsin Assembly Representative Amy Loudenbeck. Neither candidate has declared victory, and neither candidate has conceded. Reporting by Wisconsin Public Radio indicated La Follette had a very narrow lead. Initial vote totals showed La Follette with 1,268,527 votes, and Loudenbeck with 1,260,867 votes. La Follette has served in the Wisconsin Secretary of State's office for over 40 years. He served from 1975 to 1979, and then served from 1983 to present. He has said he wants election oversight to remain the responsibility of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. He believes those who wish to shift oversight to the Secretary of State's office want to control election outcomes in the future. Loudenbeck was first elected to the Wisconsin Assembly in 2010. She currently represents the 31st Assembly District. She did not seek re-election to the Assembly so she could run for Secretary of State. Loudenbeck has said the Secretary of State's office has fallen into disrepair due to the neglect of La Follette. In other post-election news, WisPolitics is reporting Senate Majority Leader Devin LaMahieu and Assembly Speaker Robin Vos, both re-elected to lead their caucuses Thursday, listed priorities including tax cuts and universal school choice for the next legislative session. LaMahieu told WisPolitics he would like to work toward a flat income tax in the upcoming session, perhaps by cutting in half the current number of tax brackets. LaMahieu said a top priority for his caucus with the state's budget surplus heading into 2023-25, expected to top $5 billion, includes eliminating the personal property tax that businesses pay. LaMahieu said it was too early to say exactly what a tax package might look like from his caucus. Still, priorities would include lowering the top rates after back-to-back budgets that drop the lowest rates. He also raised the prospect of going to two tax brackets from the current four. He said that could move the state toward a flat tax without the possibility of raising taxes on those in the lowest brackets. The income tax brackets now range from 3.54% to 7.65%. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.